Yeah, hello, Gustavo?
Hey,
Gustavo, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this Monday?
Good.
Good to hear, sir. Another day in paradise, right?
Oh, man, it's like below 20 over here.
Oh, man, that's a cold paradise. Right. So the reason I'm reaching out to you, though, Gustavo, is we saw you clicked on more information regarding Google Guarantee from your dashboard. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so have you heard of Google Guarantee before? Do you already know how it works?
No.
Okay, so what it is, it's a newer program through Google. Okay, it's been around about 4 years now, really took off 2 years ago, and it's really, really popular, okay? What it is it's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google. The benefit of these leads, though, is they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, Gustavo, and this is really why it's so popular, if you do not set an appointment with the lead, okay, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead. But if they don't do either of those two things, then you are not charged for the lead automatically. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that all make sense so far?
Yeah, basically they send me a call and, you know, instead of giving it to 300 contractors, they give it to me, say 10.
No, they give it a one. So what will happen is on the Google Guaranteed section, you'll have a profile, right? And the person actually, like, picks you and calls you directly. Now, The cool thing, every company that's listed in Google Guarantee, it's not their phone number. It's a Google rotating number recorded by Google Bots, which means, like, if they call, right, and let's say I want you to come to California to service me, right? Or it's a solicitation call or a service you don't provide, right? All of those are deemed as unqualified leads. You're automatically not charged for. So you have to set an appointment with the person or there has to be a price inquiry made in order for you to be charged for the lead. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Now, there's a couple requirements to qualify for this program. The main reason, Gustavo, they call it Google Guarantee isn't because it's guaranteeing you leads, okay? The reason they call it that, it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work, okay? Mm-hmm. So Google's telling that client that they vetted you. So I see in your area, licensing is not required, but it shows me insurance is. So is the company currently insured?
Actually, no.
Okay. So I'm out of it. Okay. You are, but I'll still send you all the info. That way you have it. But also they will require, a background check. So what you'll need is limited liability insurance on the company and Google will also perform a background check on any face-to-face employees.
On who?
On any face-to-face employees. It's usually just the ownership.
Okay.
Okay. Now, just so you have the info, and I'll send this all to you in writing, too, via email, but your cost per lead for the HVAC vertical, it's $32 per qualified lead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. That is for $418. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like, but that's the minimum I'm required to tell you about. And we don't charge that lead budget until we finish the Google Guarantee application process. That's where we submit the insurance and run the background check. Okay? So email I have on file for you, it is fmsmechsolutions@gmail.com. Is that the right one? Okay, awesome. So the email coming through to you right now, Gustavo, is titled Google Guarantee, okay? And I am also going to reply to that email with your cost per lead, what the minimum budget required is, and also I'll copy and paste your subcategories in the vertical. That way you have them, okay?
Okay.
All right. Any questions for me?
I'm not sure if this is the same test. I think I requested two of them from Google. I think this is one of them. Which was this one? Google Ads, right?
Google Guarantee.
Oh, Guarantee. I think it was Google Ads.
Okay. I'll talk to you about Google Ads in 1 second. Let me just copy and paste this subcategory for you, okay? Give me one quick second here. All right.
Who do you work for, Google or?
No. Local Splash. I'm with Local Splash. So you are in your dashboard, and you requested info on Google Guarantee. So that's what triggered it to my department. That's the department I'm in.
Okay, yeah. I think I did two of them. That's why I'm asking if you have anything to do with the other one.
I do, but my department's Google Guarantee, right? So Google Ads, what it is, it works a lot different, okay? It's a pay-per-click campaign, okay? Now, the only clients I recommend Google Ads to are the ones that don't qualify for Google Guarantee, all right, which would be your situation now. So the benefit of a Google Ad, right, is you could target specific zip codes even during specific times of the day to bring you the traction you're looking for, okay? Now, for a Google Ad campaign, all right, what happens is we require a minimum of $300 towards the ads, okay? But by doing 300, you get a $100 coupon through Google, which we apply monthly, okay? So even though you're paying for 300 in ads, you're getting 400 in Google Ads. Does that make sense? That's how that works?
Yeah. I pass the 300, I get it
4. Exactly. So the average click rate on Google Ads, though, okay, it's going to be about $5 per click. Okay, so the reason why the Google Guarantee lead costs more is because you're setting an appointment with the person. With Google Ads, it could be just a click, right? Doesn't necessarily mean it's an appointment set. So I always like to make sure you guys know that, all right? But out of the budget allocation, give me a second. So if you did the minimum requirement at the 300, which gives you 400 ads, you're looking at getting around 80 clicks in that section.
And that doesn't necessarily need everything else from everybody else.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be like a lead where you set an appointment with them, right? Or even a phone call. It could be just a click or a website visit. Yeah,
right. So if they click on me, then
it takes from the budget.
Yeah. Whether I get it or even if they just hang up. Right.
Right, exactly. So Google Guarantee, like you only pay if you set an appointment or a price inquiry made. Google Ads is going to be your paying per click is the way it works.
Right. Yeah. I'm just looking at, cause I got to get some more calls, you know, cause I'm, how can I say, sometimes I get contracts outside.
Mm-hmm.
The way my business works is I get contracts outside. So when I get contracts outside, I'm usually not working for my business. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm working for somebody else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But still, whenever work comes in, I still pick it up.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I'm not really into it. But right now, I think like I have to be into it. You know what I mean? Because that contract, my last contract finished, was about a month ago.
Wow. Okay. So you're kind of slow. So if you pick up another contract too, right? All you could do, like you could pause your ads through us, right? You could be like, hey, listen, I got steady work right now. Let's pause those ads, and then I'll let you know when I'm going to turn them on, right? But that's how you kind of play with that. Now, what I'd recommend for you to get, like, maximum results, right, you want to target, like, the higher-end zip codes or whatnot, like the ones that are searching for work. So we can put a radius around it, too, on your ads if you'd like. But my clients, even on Google Guarantee, that get, like, the best results, they have, like, targeted zip codes that they want, you know?
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get out of the, cause I mostly do a lot of work in the city of Chicago, but I'm fighting every time Dick and Harry, you know what I mean?
Right. For sure. That's what happens when you do just a radius, you know, like 20 miles, well, you get everybody in that 20 miles, you But you do zip codes, like, especially, like, higher-end areas where people are willing to pay and stuff, bam. It's a little more lucrative for you, you know?
Correct. And that's what I'm trying to get hit that side. You know what I mean?
Right. I know what you mean.
So, I was looking at that. If you were Splash, they told me to get a couple of reviews. I got a couple of reviews in. Because I never used to, you know what I mean? I never used to take pictures of my work and stuff like that. It seems like that's the way everything's going nowadays. Or helping you out.
It's important. The review, for the local search engine optimization that you have going right now, right? You want as many reviews on there as possible. It just helps boost your rankings up, you know? Plus it makes you look better, so people are more inclined to call you rather than the other guy, you know? Google Ads, though, that's not necessary at all. All that happens is, we activate your budget, right? And then we target your ads in a specific zip code. We send you the ad to prior to, like, posting it. That way you could just kind of, like, sign off on it. Like, that looks good. And then we target those zip codes for the time of day that you want.
So how am I doing? Because I think I got, like, 4 or 5.
I'll tell you right now. Give me 1 second.
4 or 5 clicks on there.
4 or 5 clicks? Oh, here, give me 1 second.
Reviews,
you got 5. Yeah, you got 5 reviews currently.
Yeah. And you're looking more than that, right?
Yeah, because it's just going to make you look better and make you rank higher on Google. So you definitely want to keep getting those reviews on there. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard to get reviews.
Yeah,
they never do. You know what I mean?
Right. No, very true. So one thing, and you don't want to, like, call your client and be like, hey, did you leave the review you said you were, you know? But one thing you could do is send them, like, a tiny URL. I'll see if I can pull it up for you right now. It's like a little link that you just send it to them, and then it's super easy. They just click on the link, click 5 stars, and then wham, bam, you got a review up there. The only thing, though, I've ran into this with some of my other clients. If they tell you they posted that review, but it's not posting, it's because they didn't do it from a Google account. Like, it has to be from a Gmail in order for the review to post. Let me see.
Because I know I'm missing about 3 of them. And then, if they do the review through Splash, does it still go in through Google?
No. We're having them do the review on Google. Yeah, not on local Splash. Like, the reviews that we want to generate for you are for your Google business profile. I'm trying to find your review link. Give me one quick sec. Here it is. Let's see if this is it. Nope. Dang it. Hold on. Let me message our tech side just so I can see if you just have them send it to me.
What? Because they got the review that you click on reviews and it sends, and then it sends them the little link. But does that hook up directly to Google, or was that just?
Yeah, that's what I'm actually searching for right now. I work on the Google Guarantee side, so usually we have one separately for Google Guarantee. But I'm trying to find the tiny URL. Let me see if they already sent it to you too. Let's see. Yeah, I'm not seeing it on here. So, here it is. Okay, I found it. All right, so I'm going to text you this review link right now, okay? And basically, just all you got to do is just forward this to your clients. And all they do is click on it. Like, it's not going to let you do it because you're on, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're on your own Google account. But if they click on it, it'll pull up the 5 stars for them.
No. Oh, okay, yeah. Like I've done it. The reason why I'm asking you that is because I got a little G on there, which means for Google, right? And there's like three people that come out on there, but I know I got like five people that sign up.
Wait, say it again. I'm sorry.
So you know how you click on it? On my website, they got a G on there. For
right.
Google review.
Right, right, right.
So, if I send them the review, I think two people clicked it on the review, but I don't see it on the Google. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah, they have to leave it from a Google account. That might be what you're running into. Like they're on a Yahoo or Outlook or something. Like it when they leave the review, it has to be from a Google account, or Google doesn't post it.
So that's what.
Yeah, that's probably what you're running into. You know.
So the splash, does Google take it into consideration?
I'm sorry. Say splash? It again.
Does Google take into consideration splash or no?
Yeah, we're a Google Premier partner, but that review link on your website that we created for you, right? That goes directly to your Google business profile. So it's not like leaving reviews on our account for you, right? It's like for your Google business profile is what it's doing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry, I guess you called me for one thing and I got another question.
No, you're good, brother. You're good. I'm glad I could answer them all, you know?
Like, I look myself up. I never come up, you know what I mean?
When you look your company name up, or you're talking about your keywords, right?
Yeah, my company name.
Your company name. Very strange. Hold on. Da-da-da-da-da.
Like, you know, so I know you guys got words. You say, all right, if I'm looking for a heating guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? It says we're based out of Berlin. Like, I put my heating guy in Berlin.
Okay, so yeah, you're talking about keyword phrases then. Yeah, because when I do a search for your name, you're like all over the place, you know? So HVAC, though, right? Like, let's say I type that in. Let's see. HVAC. Put contractor, right? Let me see your primary search. We'll just do contractor. Let me see what comes up here. Yeah, so, okay. So what's happening, your number, hold on. You should be able to see this too when you click into it, but currently you're number 8. So if you click on more businesses, you'll see a drop down of the map listing. And this is showing too when somebody just searches on the maps directly, but you're currently number 8 on Google. Obviously we want to get that higher though, right? Like Cortina Heating and Cooling, they're the one just ahead of you. They have 7 reviews with a 3.9 rating. You have 5 reviews, with a 5-star rating. So by boosting those reviews up, you should definitely get ahead of those guys. And then let's see. Yeah, Martin Air Heating, they have 7 5-star reviews. Then there's a bunch of guys like Guardian, right? You're not going to get ahead of them. They're at like 572 reviews. Their website's optimized. You know, I'm just shooting you straight, you know?
I don't want you to lie to me,
I tell you exactly how it is, brother. You know, so what you're gonna want to do, the only thing you can do right now. Well, straight up. I mean, over time you could, you know, I could promise you this: when he closes his business, you'll probably get ahead of him. But right now, though, there's no, because he's optimized really good. He's got 572 4.9 rating, but you're gonna want to get ahead of these guys with the 7 reviews. The 3.9, you got Solovins with a 3.7 rating at 28 reviews. So the best thing you could do is just start shooting that link out to even friends, family members, previous clients, all your new clients you get. Like, just start trying to get reviews dumped into that section, and that's going to definitely help boost you up on that first page of Google, you know?
Yeah, I know. It just like, I had the website, I know I did a couple jobs, and I totally forgot about that, you know, because you're new to it, you know?
Right.
So, you know, So then now I've been telling them, hey, you know, well, you know, family, I can't. I think those are the guys that put the bad reviews in me, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Some people are close to their family. I'm not one of them.
Oh, man. Gotcha. Yeah, so don't send it to them then.
No.
Yeah. But, yeah, I have clients do that, though. So it doesn't matter who's leaving it. You just want to start getting those 5 stars on there, you know?
Yeah. What's the other question I have? Okay, so I got new pictures I can put up.
Yeah. So you could either email them to us or from your tracking system, right? Have you've logged, well, obviously you did. You clicked the Google Guarantee link. So in your tracking system, your dashboard that you can log into, when you click on business info, all right, and scroll all the way to the bottom, that's where you can add new photos or videos.
Repeat that again.
No problem. So you log into your dashboard, and then you're going to want to click on business info.
Okay.
And then you scroll all the way to the bottom, you're going to see add photos. Click here to add photos. You can even add videos, right? But that's where you want to add all your new stuff. And what happens is we get alerted, right? Like the tech team gets alerted when you add something, and then that's when they add it to the website and all that good stuff.
And then my last one is, where it says mini split, that's not a mini split.
Mini split. What are you talking about? On the photos? Give me a second. Mini split repair, right?
Yeah, install repair.
Oh, in the picture, that's not right.
No.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So what I can do is I can put in.
I'm sorry. What's that?
No, you're good, brother. So what I could do is put in for somebody from our website development department to change that. You can, too, though, from your tracking system. And let me see. Let me go back and see exactly what it says. So I just want you to know all your – I'll submit this for them to change it to the right photo, right? And I'll ask you which one that is right now. But if you go to your dashboard, you'll see promoted URL, and then it will say web editor. Do you see that?
No.
Okay.
I'm not on it.
Oh, no worries. So I'll just explain it to you, though. If you clicked on web editor, you can change anything on that website, and it's done, like, instantly as soon as you make the change.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I guess I put down for somebody to call me, but they haven't called me yet. What was the other one? Oh, it's where I Google. And I'm going to be doing this pretty soon, you know, with the licensing and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're right around. Oh, yeah, insurance is a big deal, dude. You know, I don't want to get hurt or if somebody works for me, get hurt. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or us mess up a job. But that most likely ain't going to happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you never know. You know what I mean?
Right. No, for sure. It's better safe than sorry type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you know, client, it looks good. You could put it on the website, you know, fully insured or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah. What I was going to – I want to – so on Google,
mm-hmm.
I want to hit all aspects. What that means is I'm pretty good on the industrial side and commercial side as well.
Okay.
Right now I'm residential.
Right. So you want everything to be promoted at, give me a sec, residential, commercial, and industrial, right?
Correct. I Google. You guys will Google how does that work. Is that anything you ever work with?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So basically, Google brings primarily residential, right? That's what it brings the majority of. But we can promote certain keywords related to commercial or industrial that won't get a lot of searches, so to speak, but when they get clicked on and called, they get you good results, right? So what we can do, I'll put that in for revisions on our tech side, and they have to call you for the website anyway, so give me 1 second. Let me start putting that stuff in right now. Here, website. One sec here.
What if I don't have no pictures from my point of having a mini split, but I have pictures of like a mini split? You know what I mean?
Right. We can still use that. That's fine. We have stock photos we can use too. So give me 1 second. Website call. Hold on. Mini split, right? Is what it was?
Correct.
Of split. Okay. And then commercial and industrial as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I'm putting in for these changes. And what they'll do is they'll call you to verify the changes too, right? On that side, like the actual guys doing the programming. So I put in here, client wants to change the pic on the website under the mini split. That's not a picture of a mini split. So I clarified that to them. He also wants to target residential, commercial, and industrial. So is there any other changes that you want to make on there that we should know about?
Off the top of my head, no, because you forget about things. You got to write that shit down.
Right. And when they call you, you could tell them live, too, on the phone. So let me just get that submitted right now.
Oh, yeah. My brand,
you got one? Okay.
My brand, I guess it's supposed to have a brand, like, you know what I mean?
You mean like a logo?
Not like a logo. I got a logo.
Right, I saw that. So what do you mean like a brand?
Like a brand you usually work with?
Oh, got it. Brands that you usually work with. Okay, got it. For some reason, it didn't even send the first one I sent, so let me rewrite it. Wants to list the brands he services, right?
No, I service all brands, but work with, you know, this is the brands we carry mostly.
Okay. So you want to list the brands you carry. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so hold on. All right, so let me, just in case this doesn't save, let me copy it this time. Yeah. All right, let me make sure, hold on. Go home, make sure I got that through this time. It's like freezing on me, man.
Where are you guys at? You guys at Miami, ain't you?
What's that?
Aren't you guys located in Miami?
No. We're located in Fountain Valley, California.
I should move over there with you guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it, man. It's expensive out here. I got a family member. He's out in like Tampa. It's my brother, my oldest brother. You know, he said it's nice out there, man. But yeah, me and my wife, we thought about moving.
How many temples are retired people out there?
Oh, is it really? That's crazy.
That's when I was there a long time ago.
Let me see if this one goes through now. Third time's a charm. Good. Okay, I got it. So I sent the changes to the tech team. It's going to happen for that. They're going to call you from the 877 number. Circling back, so Google Guarantee, I sent you all the info, but you won't be ready for that until you get the insurance for the company.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Google Ads. How do you feel about that? Is that something you want to start now, or?
Tell you the truth, I'm looking at see how much this is gonna cost me.
Mm-hmm.
For the insurance and everything.
Right. So kind of wait on that, right? Until you figure that part out. Okay. So do this. I'm gonna send you over my direct line and extension. Okay. That way, once you get the insurance, just call me. When you go too to get it, all right? They have something called an Accord document, ACORD. Okay, You're going to want to get that from your insurance provider because that's what Google wants to see.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it still Danny? Daniel?
Yeah. Daniel. Yep. I'm sending you my direct line and extension via text to you right now so you have it. It's in the email I sent to you. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So let me get that off. And I'd recommend, so if you have the insurance too, do Google Guarantee. I mean, we could do Google Ads in the meantime while we're submitting your application if you'd like, but Google Guarantee is going to be way more productive for you because you only pay for the lead if you set an appointment or if there's a price inquiry made. You know what I'm saying? So just all you got to do, get that insurance squared away, man, and just call me. And then I'll go over all your options and everything, and we'll get this rolling for you. Okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, no problem. So I got you in with the tech team. They're going to call you from our 877 number. It should be the first available tech. Okay?
Yeah. I'm sorry. This is a question I just thought about right now.
Go ahead.
People guarantee you get on top of your – get you on top of Google.
What are you talking about? Like other companies?
Yeah, they'll charge you.
Oh, be careful, man. There's tons of scams. So people are going to call you and be like, hey, you know, the company you're working with is terrible. Pay us. We guarantee you'll be up there, blah, blah. They're usually like cash grabs, man. You're right now, you're number 8 on the first page of Google, but we want to get you higher, right? We don't want them to have to click more businesses. So all you need to do to make that happen is the reviews. If you pay somebody else like X amount, they're more than likely they're going to go in and mess up all your stuff, man. So I'd highly recommend don't do it, you know?
I figured that out. There's a lot of people. Like Angie's List. Oh, my God. It's horrible.
Oh, that one. So Angie Leads, right? They're a pay-per-lead service, too, like Google Guarantee. But the problem with that one, I hear about them all the time. They send the lead to, like, multiple companies, and you guys are all charged for the lead, like, regardless. You know, you could spend your day disputing leads, but I heard it's like pulling teeth, man. So Google Guarantee, it's like way better than that for sure.
Yeah, right. That's why I didn't want to get into the, like I don't even mess with Angie Leads or whatever the hell, you know, because I tried them out for a little bit. It looked like it was all fake. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've heard clients say that. They think the leads are recycled and stuff, you know? Like, with Google Guarantee, like, for example, if you never speak to that person, well, you're not charged for the lead, you know? Like, or if it's, like, some bogus, like, you call and it's out of, like, your area, something you don't do, like, you're not charged automatically. So it's the best lead program on the market currently. It's way better than Angie's. I hear Thumbtack's all right, but it's better than that one, too. Networks, too. Like, it's the best one they have out there right now.
Well, everybody Googles, man, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody. Exactly. For sure.
Okay. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, Gustavo, pleasure speaking with you. If you ever have any questions, even outside of Google Guarantee, feel free to call me. Man, I'll do everything in my power to help you. I submitted everything over to that tech side, too. So just look out for their call from our 877 number. Okay?
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. No problem.